All right, let's dive into this, shall we? AI and retail. It's the future knocking, maybe even banging down the door. You were at Google Cloud Live in Chicago, the epicenter, and brought back this white paper chock full of AI retail insights.
Yeah, and it's not just pie in the sky ideas. It's about what's happening now, how AI is already changing the game for retailers.
Right. And our white paper author, they were in the thick of it, talking to the people who are making these changes happen, right?
Absolutely. Real front row seat to the AI revolution.
So let's talk about this revolution. It feels like every day there's something new, some new breakthrough. This white paper, it talks about generative AI and intelligent agents. It's a whole different ballgame.
And Google seems to be all in on this, really pushing the boundaries. They're developing these AI tools, these agents, and each one is like a specialist tailored for a specific job. You've got customer agents, employee agents, even creative agents. It's amazing.
Okay, so imagine this. It's 3 in the morning, you're online, desperately trying to fix a problem with an order. You get that sinking feeling, knowing you're going to be on hold forever, but then, bam, you're connected to an AI customer service agent, and they're actually helpful.
And get this, the white paper says these AI agents are getting higher satisfaction ratings than human customer service reps.
Seriously, higher than humans? How is that even possible?
Well, think about it. They're available 24/7, they never have a bad day, and they have instant access to a massive amount of information. Plus, there's that anonymity factor. Some people might feel more comfortable discussing their issues with an AI, you know? No judgment.
I can see that. It's like having the perfect customer service rep at your beck and call, anytime, day or night. No wonder customers are happy. But AI isn't just changing the way we interact with companies, it's changing the whole shopping experience, right?
Absolutely. For retailers, it's like having a whole team of assistants working behind the scenes. Imagine you're a retailer with thousands of products to list online. Instead of spending hours writing descriptions, you upload an image and let the AI do the work.
So no more writer's block trying to come up with the perfect product description.
Exactly. AI can whip up compelling, detailed descriptions in seconds, maybe even some catchy taglines.
And on the flip side, for shoppers like us, it's all about making the experience smoother and more personalized, right?
Right. No more endless scrolling through pages of irrelevant search results.
Yeah.
The white paper uses the example of searching for rugs online. Instead of bombarding you with every rug under the sun, AI can ask you questions to narrow down your search, like what size are you looking for or what style are you going for? It's like having a personal shopper in your pocket.
Okay, that's slick. I could use one of those. But it's not just the online world that's getting an AI makeover, right? What about brick and mortar stores? What's AI doing there?
It's interesting, isn't it? AI popping up everywhere, even at the drive-thru. The white paper actually talks about how Wendy's is using AI to, well, basically reinvent the whole drive-thru experience.
Yeah, their Fresh AI program, right? I read something about that. I thought it was about robots making burgers or something.
It's not about robots,
Yeah.
yet, at least. It's about using AI to make the whole process faster and more efficient. They're using it to digitize orders, which makes everything smoother. From taking the order to handing you your food at the window.
So less about replacing people and more about helping the people who are already there do their jobs better, making things easier for everyone.
Exactly. And that seems to be a big theme in this white paper. You know, it's not always about these flashy, futuristic applications. It's about finding those practical ways to use AI to tackle everyday problems. The white paper called them the boring
I
billions.
boring billions. Love that. We all know what those are, right? Those tasks that just suck the life out of you. But I guess the point is, they don't have to be done by humans anymore, right?
Right. Think about those poor souls who have to sift through mountains of contracts, legal documents, all that fun stuff. It's incredibly tedious and time-consuming, but AI can do it, and it can do it faster and more accurately. The white paper talks about Google's Gemini, part of their workspace suite. It can analyze those documents, pull out the key information, and summarize it all in a way that even a CEO can understand.
Okay, so instead of drowning in paperwork, we can have AI do the heavy lifting. That's gotta be a game changer.
It is. It frees up employees to focus on, you know, things that actually require human intelligence. But it goes beyond just paperwork. The white paper suggests that this generative AI could be like a new kind of employee in retail stores.
A new kind of employee. So now we're talking robots.
Not robots exactly, at least not yet. But imagine, like, a store manager who suddenly has a rush of customers in one department. The AI, connected to the store's system, could see that happen in real time and suggest shifting employees from slower departments to help out.
So it's like having an AI brain controlling everything, making sure everything runs smoothly.
In a way, yes. But it's not just about reacting to what's happening right now. It's about anticipating the future. The white paper gives the example of Home Depot and how they're using generative AI for inventory forecasting.
Home Depot, yeah. They practically invented inventory, right?
Right. They have a ton of data, and they're using AI to make sense of it all. By predicting what products people are going to want and when they're going to want them, Home Depot can make sure they have the right amount of stock on hand. No more empty shelves, no more frustrated customers.
And no more wasted money on stuff that just sits there collecting dust.
Exactly. It's a win-win. AI making things better for both the business and the customer.
It's amazing to think about all the ways AI is changing retail. And it sounds like we're just getting started. This white paper really highlights how it's not just about the technology itself, but about collaboration, right? Remember how our white paper author talked about the importance of networking and sharing ideas at Google Cloud Live?
Absolutely. Even with all this amazing technology, those human connections are still so important. We can't just rely on AI to solve all our problems. We need to be talking to each other, sharing our knowledge and insights if we want to make the most of it.
It's like they say, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And it seems like with AI, we're all in this together. It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it, you know? AI customer service, AI-powered search results, even AI telling stores how much toilet paper to order. It really makes you wonder what's next. Are we all going to be living in some kind of AI-powered shopping utopia?
Well, I'm not sure about utopia, but I think what this white paper and really what the whole Google Cloud Live event seem to be saying is that AI has the potential to make our lives easier. You know, not by replacing us, but by working with us.
So less like the Terminator and more like we've all got a super smart assistant helping us out.
Exactly. Think about all the things that eat up our time, all the little annoyances we have to deal with on a daily basis. AI has the potential to eliminate so much of that.
No more waiting on hold for hours just to change a flight or track a package.
Exactly. Imagine a world where AI handles all those little tasks, all those boring billions, freeing us up to focus on things that actually matter. Our families, our passions, you know.
It does sound pretty great when you put it like that, but, and I know this is the elephant in the room whenever we talk about AI, what about the downsides? What about the robots taking over the world?
Right, because every sci-fi movie has taught us that AI is gonna turn on us eventually. But seriously, there are legitimate concerns. Bias in the data, lack of transparency, the potential for misuse. These are all things we need to be thinking about.
And we can't forget about the impact on jobs. Every time we talk about automation, that's the big question, right? Are the robots coming for our jobs?
It's a valid concern, for sure. But I think it's important to remember that technological advancements, while they might eliminate certain jobs, they also create new ones. Jobs that we can't even imagine yet.
So maybe it's less about humans versus machines and more about, you know, figuring out how we can work together, each playing to our strengths.
I think that's a great way to put it. AI can handle the repetitive, data-heavy tasks, while we humans can focus on things that require creativity, critical thinking, those uniquely human skills.
It's like we're entering this whole new world, this uncharted territory. It's exciting. It's a little bit scary. And honestly, I can't wait to see what happens next. But hey, that's a topic for another deep dive, right?
Absolutely. Always more to explore.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been fascinating. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the world of all things AI.